A question of legacies.
Watching the country gradually diminish, losing his presidential seat, ending up in The Hague, losing his international platform and dying alone in a cell at the age of only 64. That's something.
That's Richard Holbrook speaking about the war criminal legacy of Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic.
Holbrook died yesterday at the age of 69. His legacy as a peacemaker in the war in Yugoslavia is secure. The Obama administration loses one of its most experienced diplomats.
In a thicket of generals and soldiers, who argues for political solutions? Obama, Afghanistan, and U.S. prestige in the world after Holbrook. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The future of political solutions in conflict zones, as we say goodbye to Richard Holbrook. It's Tuesday, December 14th.
And that is at the top of the news this morning. Richard Holbrook, a legend of our times.
He is simply one of the giants of American foreign policy.
President Obama honoring the special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan who passed away last night after surgery to repair a torn aorta. World leaders have been praising the man who was nicknamed the Bulldozer this morning. His career in diplomacy spanned almost five decades, took him to Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. But he's best remembered for negotiating that 1995 Dayton Peace Accord to end the war in Bosnia. His late career appointment as a special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan brought a new chapter with new challenges.
There's no Ho Chi Minh, there's no Slobodan Milosevic, there's no Palestinian Authority. There is a widely dispersed group of people that we roughly call the enemy.
We'll have more about the legacy of Richard Holbrook in just a few minutes.
A federal district judge in Virginia has ruled the Obama Health Care Act unconstitutional. Numerous lawsuits have been filed against the legislation. The decision by Judge Henry Hudson of Richmond is the first against it. Two other judges in Detroit and Lynchburg, Virginia, have upheld the law. Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinella filed the lawsuit.
If the federal government can order you to buy their approved health insurance, they can order you to buy an approved vehicle. They can order you what vegetables you'll buy. They can order you to buy an awful lot of different things.
The Virginia ruling won't stop the law from staying in effect for now, but the case is expected to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Heavy snowstorms in the Midwest have been blamed for at least 16 deaths. Parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin got 2 feet of snow before the storm moved into Michigan and Indiana. There's now snow over 39% of the continental United States, including New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio this morning. The storm is now moving east.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is back in a British courtroom this morning fighting extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning over allegations of sexual misconduct. Assange was visited by his mother in prison yesterday. She asked if it's all been worth it. Christine Assange said her son told her his convictions are, quote, unfaltering.
After a series of scandals involving his relationships with women, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has survived the first of two confidence votes this morning in the Italian Senate. We'll keep a close eye on that second vote that's underway now. They're still counting. It's expected to be very close and could set off early elections.
A stunner in baseball's free agency. Pitcher Cliff Lee turned down the New York Yankees and the Texas Rangers will sign with the Philadelphia Phillies.
I wasn't stunned.
Lee has pitched his team to the – he used to be a Philly. Lee has pitched his team to the last two World Series, left $54 million on the table to join forces with Roy Halladay and others to create a Miami Heat-like pitching staff, according to our news team. But certainly the Phillies will be formidable in the National League. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,428. The S&P opens at 1,240. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,624. To all you Mets fans out there, just don't jump. Don't jump. Just stay there on the ledge. It's going to be fine. Coming up, our series on American values continues with a look at the American family. Where does family rank on what we value in this country? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we'll talk later this hour.
But first, more on the man who was an important voice for America in the world, who has passed away, Richard Holbrook.